Hey, wouldn't it be cool if our duck and our chick had a little baby? We could call it Chuck. Or Dick.
Hey.
Hey, hey.
Listen, I need a favor. I was in the shower, and as I was cleansing myself, I felt something.
Was it like a sneeze, only better?
No, I mean like a thing on my body.
Well, what was it?
Well, I don't know. It's kind of in a place that's not visually accessible to me, and I was hoping maybe you guys could help me out.
What? Hey.
Come on, you guys, no big deal. Just die.
Hey.
Huh. Well, what is it? Is it a mole?
No, it's too wrinkly to be a mole.
Well, ew, is it what, a pimple?
No, it's fancier than a pimple. Look, boss, why don't you just go
guys,
see a
doctor?
Okay, well, it's definite. 2 more weeks of winter.
Yeah, right.
This is the coffee house. This is where I play my music.
Good deal.
Yeah, and these are my friends. People. This is Vince. Vince, the people.
Hi.
Great.
Vince is a fireman.
Wow. Have you ever rescued anyone from a burning building before?
98 hot saves. Oh. Highest on the force.
Well, you know, if Joey and I play with matches, we could get you up to an even 100.
Fire safety is not a joke, son.
You're right, I know.
Look, I gotta go. I'm on call tonight. See you Saturday.
Okay.
Wow, he's cute, Phoebs. But I thought you just started dating the kindergarten teacher.
Oh, Jason?
Yeah,
we're seeing each other tonight.
What, Phoebs? 2 dates in 1 day? That's so unlike you.
I know. I'm like playing the field, you know? Like juggling 2 guys and sowing my wild oats, you know? You know, this kind of like, you know, oat sowing, field playing juggler.
So, Phoebs, do they know about each other?
Does a dog's lips move when he reads? Okay, no, they don't know.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hi.
Well, okay, how'd it go with the doctors?
Well, he said there's definitely nothing to worry about. It's totally benign.
Well, what is it?
They couldn't even tell me. He said it was just some sort of skin abnormality.
So it's just skin?
Well, no. He said it's skin-like.
Okay, so it's not skin.
Well, it's in the skin family. And the worst thing is, he said without being able to identify it, he was reluctant to remove it.
Hey, well, you know what? You should go to my guy. Because when I went in there with my third nipple, he just lopped it right off. You know? So I guess I'm lucky. I mean, not as lucky as people who are born with 2 nipples.
At least they knew what yours was, you know? Yours had a name.
Oh, maybe they'll name yours after you. You know, they'd call it the Ross. And then people would be like, oh, he's got a Ross.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Pete's breaking up with me.
What?
I just checked my messages, and he said that when he gets back from Atlanta, we need to talk.
And?
Well, that's it. People never say we need to talk unless it's something bad.
Whoa, that doesn't necessarily mean he's breaking up with you.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, maybe he just cheated on you.
Hey,
I know I'll never get rich doing it, but I gotta tell you, it's pretty cool knowing that you're making a difference in a kid's life.
That is so great. Oh, my God.
Oh.
Oh, my God!
We better call the fire department.
No! Look, we don't need a fireman. We need, like, a good mechanic.
What?
Well, it's probably just really low on coolant. Oh, my God, here they come. But we gotta get out of here.
Wait, why?
Look, if I wanted to see a fireman, I would date one, okay?
That's all it is, a third nipple. You know, just your run-of-the-mill third nipple. You can take it off. Just slice that baby right off.
Take your shirt off and let's see what we're dealing with here. What are you doing?
Just showing you my run-of-the-mill slice it right off third nipple.
Well, that's not a third nipple. Huh? First of all, it's on your ass.
Well, then what is it?
Wait a minute. Hold it. Jansen, will you come in here a moment?
I'm with Hamilton.
He's good with weird things. Bring him in, too.
Hey, you know what you don't see a lot of? Topless tap dancing.
I really enjoy these little talks we have. I gotta go water Pete's plants. You know what? If he's going to break up with me, maybe I won't water his plants.
Well, if he's going to break up with you, maybe Joey and I should water his plants. If you know what I mean.
Or we could go over there and pee on him.
I can't take it, you know? I'm always afraid one of them's going to catch me with the other one. It's making me crazy.
Well, hey, then why don't you break up with one of them?
Whoa, what happened to playing the field?
Well, it doesn't feel like playing anymore. It feels like work. It's like I'm working in the field.
So, Phoebe, pick one of them.
Yeah, which one do you like more?
Well, Vince is great, you know, because he's a guy, you know? He's just so burly, so very burly.
Okay, good, so there you go. Go with Vince.
Yeah, but Jason's really sensitive.
Well, sensitive is important. Pick him.
Yeah.
Oh, sure. Go with the sissy.
Jason is not a sissy.
Oh, no. I meant Chandler.
You know, I have dinner plans.
Thank you so much for coming on such a short notice. Ladies and gentlemen, I've been practicing medicine for 23 years, and I'm stumped.
Hey, this is the den. All right, check this out. Lights. Whoa. All right, less lights. No, bad lights. Lights go away. Oh, see, you just need to find the right command.
Yes, and the dimmer switch.
Whoa. For a rich guy, that's a pretty small TV.
No, that's the video phone. But hey, guys, you're not supposed to be here, so please do not touch anything.
IKEA, this is comfortable.
This place is amazing.
Oh, God, that is the nicest kitchen.
I know.
No, but it's the nicest kitchen. The refrigerator told me to have a great day.
Look at this, a millionaire's checkbook.
Joey, put that down. Oh, my God, that's Pete. Okay, get out. How the hell do you answer a video phone?
Monica?
I guess that's how.
Hey, Monica, how's it going?
Oh, it's good. It's good. Just here watering the plants.
Well, don't forget that ficus over there by Rachel.
Chandler's on the couch.
Yeah, I see him. You guys are just the worst hiders ever.
Hey, Pete.
Hi. How you doing?
Pete, the other day when you said you needed to talk, just so I know, is it good news or bad news?
Oh, it's good news. No, it's definitely good news. Hold on a second. I have another call. Hey, how's it going?
Oh, no, it's still me.
No, it's not. I've got picture in picture here. Yeah? Yeah, okay, I'm gonna have to call you back later. Monica, you, I'm gonna have to call you back.
Oh, okay, so I'll see you soon.
Okay, I love you.
I love you.
Love you.
Okay, well, that's good news. Good news.
So what do you think the good news is?
Well, look at this. He wrote a check for $50,000 to Hugo Lindgren's ring design.
Oh, sorry. What do you think the good news is?
Oh, my.
Monica's gonna marry a millionaire!
Hey, you gotta get Mom on the phone. Call Mom!
Hello?
And that's Pete's Mom.
You definitely have to make it a theme wedding, and the theme could be, look how much money we've got. You know, I mean, you could put money in the invitations. You could have, like, little money place settings, and you could start with a money salad. I mean, it'll be dry, but people will like it.
Would you stop? We've only been going on a couple of weeks. I mean, we don't even know if he's going to propose.
Yes, but this is Pete, okay? He's not like other people. On your first date, he took you to Rome. For most guys, that's like a third or fourth date kind of thing.